I've mentioned before one of my great theological heroes, St. John Henry Newman. And Newman had a way of talking about the conscience, the interior voice. He called it the aboriginal vicar of Christ. Just as the Holy Father is the vicar of Christ and represents the voice of Jesus on earth for the church, so Newman said each person has the aboriginal or the native vicar of Christ, that is the conscience within, that is the voice of Jesus in the heart. And we are to listen to this voice. Now, another Englishman, number of decades later, by the name of C.S. Lewis, wrote a book called The Abolition of Man. This book was written in the 1940s. And the basic thesis of this book is as follows. If we choose to reject listening to our conscience as individuals and then as a society, it ultimately results in our abolition. Without listening to the conscience, we cannot be human. Without listening to the conscience, we lose a sense of our identity of what it is to be a man or a woman. Today in the Gospel and in our reading from the Old Testament, we have the portrait of two kings, King David and King Herod. Now, if you've been at Mass over the last few weeks and you've listened to our readings from Samuel and you listen to the reading that Nancy gave us this morning, you'll say, I don't know about this. They don't seem to kind of agree with one another. I mean, here in Sirach, we're given the idealized David. Now, remember that Sirach was written hundreds of years after David's death. And we have a tendency, with the passing of the years, to have a kind of selective memory. No mention is made of Bathsheba. No mention is made of Absalom. No mention is made of the census that David took that resulted then in this pestilence and the death of 70,000. No, what's focused on is how he fought with lions, how he fought with Goliath, how he established in Jerusalem a place of worship. Why the selective storytelling? Why the selective memory? Because of this fact. Although there were many times when David did not listen to his conscience, to the aboriginal vicar of Christ, the thing with David is when he was confronted with his wrong, he repented. When confronted with the evils that he enacted, he recognized that they were wrong. He listened to those who spoke into his life, and he returned to the Lord. And so we say that David was a man after God's own heart. That does not mean he was perfect. He was more of a sinner than any of you here or me in terms of the extent to which he sinned. But he always turned back to God. He listened to that interior voice. What about the other king? King Herod. Well, you need to remember that Herod was a Jew. And so he was one whose life was to be lived in relation to the Torah, the law of God. And the thing that is striking about Herod is we're left with the sense that he does listen to the aboriginal vicar, that he sees in John the Baptist a righteous man. He sees in John the Baptist one whose words are words that he wants to hear. He liked to listen to him. And although Herodias had repeatedly said, it's time to get rid of this troublemaker, Herod didn't do it until the day of the party. Until that day, when what was more important to Herod than his conscience was Herod's reputation. And so he throws the party. I'm sure there was much to drink. And then there was the entertainment. Herodias's daughter, someone that we know by the name of Salome, who perhaps danced erotically, danced suggestively, danced in such a way that it aroused in Herod his passion and in turn suppressed his conscience. So that in the end, Herod makes a silly promise, and although he knows what he is about to do is the wrong thing, because of his word and because of his guests, he has John the Baptist killed. Remember I said that the title of C.S. Lewis's book is called The Abolition of Man? Last night I saw the movie 1917 that chronicles a 24-hour period in the life of two British soldiers who are told to go 9 miles from where they are to the front lines to tell the British to not advance in battle against the Germans. It is a terribly disturbing movie. But in this film, you see something of the conscience of these two young soldiers. But then you also wonder at the barbarity that was the First World War, where when you think about it, Christians on one side were killing Christians on the other. Christian Europe in this terrible, terrible crisis. Because in the end, in a way like Herod, rather than listening to the deep conscience and asking, what are we doing and what is this for? It led to the death of 25 million people, something that marked the beginning of the 20th century. And when we see where we have gone historically since then, and how we live in a culture that is so prone to death, so prone to diminishing the value of life, C.S. Lewis was very prescient, was very insightful when he said, if we do not listen to our conscience, it leads to the abolition of what it is to be human. Beloved friends, the church is called to be that voice that helps us to then listen to the interior voice. May we, although sinners, not take Herod as our example, but David, where we always return to the Lord and say, forgive me, Lord, and help me this day, this week, this month, to listen to that voice that is your voice within my conscience, the aboriginal vicar of Christ.